Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell. This is a version of the Plan Vision Podcast, a little bit different. We're going to talk with Dan Griffin. And Dan has been doing some interesting research projects for us. And he did one that was pretty involved. And I wanted to chat with him and share this with our audience so that they could get his perspective as being the author of this fairly extensive project on what he found in doing it. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you undertook this project a little while back, and we were having some exchanges back and forth. You indicated that you may have somewhat influenced yourself a little bit differently than how you thought about what we're going to get into here, which is asset location, which is simply the idea that as an investor, you give some consideration to the importance of where you place different assets. What are the right investments to have in brokerage accounts, pre-tax accounts, or Roth accounts? So do you just want to comment on what you learned as you went through this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you made a good point there. When you and I talked about this prior, you know, certainly the bogleheads' common wisdom out there is, you know, there is a certain pecking order and that pecking order matters. But I think you and I both had an idea that, well, maybe it matters, but how much does it really matter? Is it something that's really going to make a difference over the long term? Or is it one of those, you know, where you're chasing something that may or may not be real at the end of the day or have enough weight to matter and be worth the overhead? Because there is some work in this, right? This is not a total freebie. This is one that you have to think about. You have to put some work in up front to get it where you want it. And as we talk about in the paper, when you're in that withdrawal phase, when you're decumulating, it takes some work, especially if you're before 59 and a half, to keep it where you want it. But what we found is that, in my opinion, at least, it's worth the effort. The difference that we saw was sizable. And in the paper, I draw out some exact numbers. But, you know, at the end of the 20 or so year run, you know, 5% different, 6% different. That's pretty significant when you're talking about, you know, ending values.
So you went through the exercise, did all this work, produce this outcome. How has it influenced how you may structure your assets?
Well, it certainly gives me some motivation to make sure that I've got it where I want it. Now, does it matter if I'm off by a few dollars here or there, or for 6 months or a year, it takes me to, you know, let something mature or move it around? You know, probably not. We're always going to have those real world complexities. But in the real the long term, yeah, it's definitely highlighted in my mind as something I can do that benefits me. You know, there's certain things you can do that you know are going to benefit you, right? You get a fund with a low expense ratio compared to one with a higher expense ratio. That is a guaranteed win. And so when you look at what are the tax rules, what bracket am I in? Let's plug in some numbers. Let's do some math. Hey, this is more beneficial regardless of what returns we see going forward. I think that's, you know, a beneficial insight and something that we can all do and maybe have a few dollars at the end to show for it.
Yeah. And it's affected me a little bit. I don't know if there's anybody in the world that wants to be more simple in their investments than I do, but it's given me certainly a lot of pause. I was influenced by this as well, and it's quite a piece of work. So you did a wonderful job on it. And our clients will be able to access this, and they can download the spreadsheet and use it as a way to get a better sense of the impact of this as well. So I'm delighted with that. And you and I also talked about another thing too, that this is one of those things, as you were alluding to, this is a little bit tricky to pull off in some ways, because people already have many of their investments set up. Some plans get really lopsided. You have a lot of brokerage assets, or you have a lot of pre-tax assets, or you got a lot of capital gains. So in some cases, you can't immediately get there from here. My takeaway is we definitely want to provide guidance to our clients to help them move in this direction as soon as they can. I think that's probably your takeaway as well.
I think so. And as you alluded to, I mean, in the spreadsheet, and I would encourage anybody that wants to play with it, download a copy of it, because you can't edit the original. So download a copy in Google Docs, and then you can, you know, play as much as you want. But there is a concept in the spreadsheet that you have a certain amount of capacity in each account, right? I can't go make my pre-tax account any bigger than it already is. I mean, in any sizable way. And so that's the capacity I have in that account, or the capacity that I have in post-tax. And so when you're working with those capacities, how big is the jar? And so inside of that framework, how can I take what I want, 60-40 split or 30% this, whatever it is that you want to do, and put them in the jars in the most effective way? And that's what the spreadsheet will help you do and think through and try some options. And you may be surprised, or you may be surprised at how big of a difference it makes.
Yeah. All right, Dan, thanks again for the wonderful work.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.